Welcome everyone to Center Study of Truth, your host Stephen Magier. We back and we continue our next video in our series Introduction to the Tarot, that while we're not making videos because we have troubles, technical troubles and etc. And now we're back to make the videos again, and we open the series today with the Imperial. But before that, I want to remind about our website is stephenmagier.com, and I want to open a mystery school that dealing with tarot and runes in deeper esoteric levels for students also in English speakers. Details will be in the website and in the description down below. And if you want to share my videos, I will be glad that you sharing and make subscribe to my channel to make it to grow the message of truth and the mystery traditions that we speak about in this channel. And I want to remind about the tarot, because I opened this area because this is really important to understand that this is the most most favorite ancient tradition that exists, and the wisdom of the tarot, that I see it as a tool of our reflection of the mental, emotional, and spiritual state, inner states. But before is a tool, I see it as a book of our spiritual development and how we operate in this universe, and explaining how we can operate with laws of nature, and explain it in allegorical and symbolical ways that even no need understand in the words. You can just look on the pictures and just understand by language of the symbols and allegories that exist in this tarot. And today we'll speak about the Imperial. Wait a second, I just open this. Yeah. Okay. Today we'll speak about the Imperial, the aspect of the care from the masculine perspective, that is manifestation in the physical world. Okay. Also is associated with Mars energy, that is all about willpower and desires, and this need to be under the care of love, the love for truth, the love for morality, that the action need to be performed under love and care for the truth and justice and wisdom. And this looks in any aspect is the masculine aspect, that is go to change in the physical world. And this also associated with Aries and the zodiac of Aries, that is also the Mars is ruler of Aries, so it's all about the masculine energy and the element of fire. Okay, so also okay, let's start the presentation after I continue. The Emperor is a thing of achievement and honor. He represents paternity and strong leadership, positively associated with achievement, authority, protection, support, trustworthiness, discipline, provider, consolidation, reason, and willpower. Negatively associated with weakness, immaturity, failed ambition, status of driven tyrannical and overbearing nature. Okay, I just want to say is about inner authority. You need to understand the Emperor as inner authority, not external authority, that is not moral, is no need to be existed. The authority of man that exists externally from our body, from ourselves, that the Emperor speak about inner authority and order. You need to keep the order in place, that if is need to be more make the action toward the justice, that if you see some injustice is going on or someone take your rights away on UC, and or other hand, someone else there take the they take someone take the rights of other. Also, you need to be engaged in this action that under love, and love is to be expanded to the truth and to be courage enough to make the action to stop the injustice, to stop the violence is going on externally in the physical world. Okay? Also, you see the COVID nonsense today, the all this wait a second. COVID restrictions that you see that they force on you to put a mask or a jab or whatever, and you say no. You make the action to say no to the authority to claim ownership on your body. Of course, you as an imperial, that today we not have enough imperials, unfortunately, that do this job to make the action to stop this nonsense, to stop to take our rights away and claim about our the body ownership. Okay, so today you see it clearly. How is and why the Imperial is not go and make the action to stop this nonsense and to stop the authority and government that is inherently immoral and based on violence and coercion, that you need to stop this. Every one of us need to make this work externally and internally. Okay? You need to n understand that not exist outer external authority on your this is only on your physical body, your physical vessel, okay? Your temple, you need to be in order. Your temple need to be as the authority of yourself. Your consciousness is possess this body, and this is the authority, your temple, your body. Okay? Let's continue. Whatever terms may be used in describe the Imperial, here minds the bridge between the Chokmah, wisdom, and the Tiferet, the heart. I speak about the chakra of the heart, and is extended the thing of this path, the path of the Hebrew letter Hey. Arius indicates the Imperial existence exercises some control all of the solar energy of the higher self. Okay, also about the letter Hey, is associated with the letter Hey. Okay, Hey is mean window, reminds understanding and observation. This is the both mothers of the tetragrammatron. This is Yahweh, feminine elements of water and earth. Okay, I show you now the picture. Okay, this is the picture that you see. Hey is belongs to element water and earth. This is the feminine aspects that Crowley in his deck of Thoth he replaced the Hey with Tzaddik. The Tzaddik is the star, is more feminine aspect. But anyways, I will relate it to this as an imperial in this video. Okay. On the other hand, while a potent masculine energy is Hey on the path, meaning that this function is determined by Bina, understanding. This is a formative path. This is activates a rational and classifying and underscored by its bright red color that is Bina in the world of pure spirit, Atzilut, the element of fire. Understanding is also related to the Empress that we'll speak about the next video about that. This kind of conscious thought that between right and wrong action, you need to make a decision making in conscious way that not hurt others, and also you have the obligation to help others if you have this ability and capacity. This is your obligation to go and help and protect your rights and protect the rights of others if you can. And this kind of thing that this also path of Hay is between Tiferet and Chokmah. This is between the heart and the Chokmah is the wisdom. This is the action, external action that you need to, based on your knowledge, do you aggregate it? You make the action. This is the wisdom to make something with this knowledge, not to keep this knowledge inside you, to go and spread this knowledge and make the action inside, outside also. And Tiferet is the heart, heart-based intelligence that you need to engage in this process. Okay. So, next one is example from the thought version of the Imperial. It represents all things masculine. Here corresponds to the yang side of the Chinese yin and yang polarity, to the codes of behavior, maintenance of order, focused attention, the willpower, the Mars energy. The Emperor is a principle of itself. It is the Latin origin of principle. Principles mean leader, order. And principle both go back to the same Latin word, princeps, means first as foremost, as time, position, first in position, or authority. The only authority we have in this universe is the principles. And we need to act upon based on these principles. The Emperor pertains to the principles of morality and its association with the first thing of the zodiac, Aries. Two historical beginning of the male dominance that we speak about the past, that humanity worship also the goat, and this represented the male dominance that is the energy of Emperor, is that is imbalance and go externally, authority and male dominance, and also Christianity, and based on male dominance is the solar energy dominate others, and is all about this. Okay, but this something that go in the history, and till now we see the male dominance, the lack of compassion, lack of care. Okay, that the Emperor need to be with care. He need to make the action desires. He need to have the desires and the willpower under the care, the love, the truth. Okay, this is the lesson of the Emperor. Last one. Okay. I think we finish for today with the card Emperor, that we need to learn from this lesson of the Emperor, that we need to have the action and courage and willpower to stop the tyranny, to stop the authority, the human authority, and slavery, that we see they destroy our rights, the natural rights we have, the pure rights we get from the Creator itself, that we need to protect that. We need to make the action and have the desire, the willpower to do this. And this is the engine to finish this, to finish the tyranny and to finish the slavery. And all with this channel we do is for that. This is our mission to do this. Everyone mission to do this. We need to be individuals like this and create this also collectively. Also, I want to remind about our website is stephenmager.com. I remind we open also, soon we'll open a mystery school for English speakers that's teaching tarot and esoteric traditions for deeper levels. And if you're interested, you can check this out. And if you have questions, you can mail me and all these details down below. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for watching Stephen Mager. Center Study of Truth. Bye bye.